Thank you, Madam Vice President. Vice President of the Trade and Development Board, Her Excellency Ambassador Heidi Schroeder-Fox, Excellencies, Distinguished Delegates, Ladies and Gentlemen, Bangladesh aligns itself with the statement delivered by Peru on behalf of G77 and China, by Malaysia on behalf of the APG, and by Nepal on behalf of the LDCs. Bangladesh expresses its appreciation for UNCTAD for the presentation of the LDC report 2024 and for its insightful analysis of carbon market, in particular from the lens of the LDC countries. We also thank Mr. Paul Akiyomi for his presentation. Madam Vice President, the LDCs have been battered by succession of crises. Independently of how the decade continues onwards, it has started with LDC countries experiencing years of backtracking on development, be it in terms of its previous achievements on poverty, health, education, or well-being of the population. The outlook for the remainder of the 2020s and for the realizations of the Sustainable Development Goals do not look promising, in particular for LDCs. In addition to challenges highlighted above, LDCs are in the front line of climate crisis. LDCs account for less than 4% of global greenhouse gas emissions, and yet they are on the most affected. In addition, the LDCs are the least equipped to deal with the adverse consequences of climate change or to bounce back when economies and societies are hit by external environmental shocks. The 2024 LDC report provides an important analysis of carbon markets as a tool to support LDCs in addressing these challenges. The group note the increasing participation of LDCs in carbon trading mechanisms, particularly under Article 6 of the Paris Agreement, which presents both opportunities and risks. Madam Vice President, to share our national experience, Bangladesh is involved in the Clean Development Mechanism, CDM, of the Kyoto Protocol under the UNFCCC framework. A total of 21 CDM projects from Bangladesh have been registered by the CDM Executive Board of the UNFCCC. About 19.28 million tons of CERs have already been issued from 12 CDM projects. Even though, like the larger polluting countries, Bangladesh could not harness much from the CDM process, Bangladesh doesn't want to miss the Article 6 opportunities to reduce greenhouse gases. We take note that while carbon markets have the potential to mobilize finance, their effectiveness in LDCs depends on the institutional capacity, governance structures, and equitable access to carbon finance. We support the call for a fair, inclusive, and development-oriented carbon market framework. To this end, we wish to highlight the following. First, Bangladesh, like many other developing countries and LDCs, has expressed its willingness to utilize the carbon market to achieve its NDC mitigation targets. Therefore, it's crucial to conclude this process of finalizing the work on rules promptly to allow the countries waiting to use markets to enhance ambition. Second, special circumstances of LDCs must be recognized and considered during the finalizations of rules and procedures, including the capacity building program. Third, voluntary carbon markets must deliver real and additional emission reductions and be aligned with the rules established under the Article 6.2 and 6.4. Fourth, it is imperative to strengthen institutional capacity, promote technology transfer, and implement safeguard mechanisms that ensure market integrity. LDCs must be given the necessary support to fully engage in carbon markets in a way that aligns with the national development priorities. Finally, it is essential to implement the principle of common but differentiated responsibility in the carbon market mechanisms to allow greater and benefiting participation of LDCs in the market through simpler, favorable, and easier terms. I thank you, Madam Vice President.